One of the biggest things I did was adjust snack time, because snack time was so early, children weren't wanting to go, and then they were asking for it later in the morning. Another one that I really love that we've started doing in the last 2 years is that we pretty much eliminate large group transitions. We use small group transitions so that we can ensure that all children have the support to transition successfully. So instead of all the children lining up at the door to go outside, these three children who are finishing up with morning meeting will start to clean up and start to get their jackets on. They have one teacher with them supporting them, so there's never this giant rush to the door. It's a big change from the typical way preschools use transitions in their schedules. It helps teach the children how to transition. Rather than already having the expectation that they know how to line up at the door, you teach the whole time. We're walking down the hall together, and you can help them do it successfully if they're not able to. I definitely use a 2-minute warning pretty frequently. I have a little bell that I can play. If I don't want everyone to know that in 2 more minutes some kids are gonna go, I'll just go to those individuals and I'll set a little sand timer, or I'll introduce what their new choices are going to be. So I'll say, in 2 more minutes, art's going to be finished, but these 2 new things are gonna open up. Just introducing the transition slowly by letting them know what's going to be happening.